Stories from Tri-City News headlines of decades past is a recurring feature as the publication approaches its 40th anniversary in 2024. The Coquitlam Atanacs are no strangers to success in box lacrosse. The junior team has contested the Minto Cup Championship 12 times in the past 13 seasons, while the senior team has played for the Man Cup 4 times, winning once. But in 1992, the organization also ruled the field, as its men's and women's senior field lacrosse teams each won national titles. And that year, they were able to celebrate their victories on home turf, with the men's team defeating the Richmond Woodies 10-9 at Town Center Stadium after the women had won their title there earlier. But early on in the men's final, things didn't look good for the home side as Richmond led 4-1 after the first quarter. Coquitlam fought back and carried a 5-4 advantage into the second half when the Woodies were able to tie it until longtime Atanacs stalwart Darren Fridge scored the game winner with 23 seconds left to play. Coquitlam coach Frank Nielsen called the victory the icing on the cake, as it avenged the Atanacs' loss to Richmond in the provincial finals as well as in preliminary play at the Nationals, and robbed the traditional field hockey powerhouse teams from Ontario of a title. Coquitlam goaltender Jeff Gambar said the team had been methodically working its way toward winning the championship. "We just built on every game," said Gambar, who went on to win 4 Canadian field lacrosse championships and played for the national team that competed at the Worlds in 1994, 1998 and 2002. He was also an assistant coach for the senior men's team that won the 2006 world title. Woodies coach Dave Durante told the Tri-City News the Atanacs were full measure for their win. "They managed to finish off their power plays and we didn't," he said. "We've got 12 players that are better than them, but we've got no bench. Full marks to them." To reach the final, Coquitlam beat Alberta 15-5, lost to Richmond 12-11, then defeated Oshawa 13-5 in the semifinal. The Tri-City News has covered civic affairs, local crime, festivals, events, personalities, sports and arts in Coquitlam, Port Coquitlam and Port Moody since 1983. Bound back issues of the paper are available at the Coquitlam Archives, while digital versions of several past years can be found at issu.com.